It's the season for turkeys, with one poultry farmer estimating up to 75% of turkeys grown in Australia are sold for Christmas. Australia's turkey industry is worth about $200 million a year, and farmers are keen to boost that. Marty McCarthy reports.
The turkey doesn't get much love throughout the year in Australia, but then Christmas comes around.
I think it's that traditional sort of Christmas turkey roast that everyone looks for. As you said, it's not the most popular throughout the year, but mate, come Christmas, I think most people want to get a little bit of turkey on their plate. So yeah, we always find a good call for it.
Butcher Luke Dunn is from Cotton Tree Meats on Queensland's Sunshine Coast. So how much should people be paying for turkeys this Christmas?
Well, mate, the turkeys that we use are a free-range turkey, so we always stay in that sort of high end of the market, you know, good quality birds, ethically raised, that sort of stuff. So our whole turkeys go $13.99 a kilo.
Australia produces about 5 million turkeys each year, and December is the time when most of these fly off the shelves.
75% of them would at some stage, whether it's fresh or frozen, see their way out to the Christmas market.
John Watson is a turkey farmer at Bordertown in South Australia and the president of the Australasian Turkey Federation. He says the challenge is getting consumers to buy turkeys in the other 11 months of the year.
The majority of people in Australia may only have one meal of turkey a year, and if they just had one more meal for the year, the consumption would double. So there is massive room for expansion, but that's not really possible because there's just not enough people growing them, and they're such difficult creatures to grow and rare, and I think the industry is stuck about on that number, and that's about the way it'll stay.
So how do you grow the industry outside of that Christmas period? Is there a way to expand it and increase the demand for turkey?
Personally, on our farm, we've got to the point now where, you know, we've got our own processing plant and boning room, and we'd survive without Christmas. It's a massive bonus for us, but geez, it comes at a price, a human toll, trying to get it all sorted out. We've expanded into different areas like nursing homes and prisons, and the cooked smoked turkey is a big seller all year round, and I think all the other growers are doing similar things just by cutting them up into different portions. If you waited to sell a whole turkey, you'd only be busy for about a couple of months getting it all ready and 10 days out loading it. So you've got to cut the turkeys up and prepare it and present it in meal-sized portions, which all the other industries do as well, to make it acceptable for the consumers.
Turkey meat, particularly whole birds, is expensive in Australia, especially compared to the US. This is largely due to the small scale of production in Australia, considerably less demand and the cost of feed, and competition from the broiler chicken industry.
The chicken industry, I think it's fair to say, has become a numbers game now. They've just got to produce countless millions and millions every week at a very small profit to stay viable. So don't have to be Einstein to work out that if you go to a supermarket, the cheapest meat anywhere, or even the butcher shops, is definitely chicken. So, the turkey industry is only small.
John Watson from the Australasian Turkey Federation, ending that report by Marty McCarthy.